اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about Ayah 36 of Surah An-Nisa on page 84 of the Quran Kareem. So, this is a long ayah, but nice points are here. We'll mention shortly. Then, like a lot of tajweed rules are here, okay? That the most important ones, inshallah, we will mention. So, first and foremost, let's fawad Ali Nasir all together. And brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we will all together listen to the recitation. Then, we'll get back to our lesson. Okay? One, two, three, let's go.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا.
Very nice recitation, mashallah. Very nice recitation. Let me read it once, okay, without tajweed. Then inshallah, after the short explanation, we will mention the tajweed rules. Then we'll recite it with tajweed rules, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا. This is without tajweed, okay? I didn't recite it, but we'll mention the tajweed rules, then we'll recite it beautifully. Okay, what does Allah Almighty say here? وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah and do not ascribe any partners to Him, because shirk is ظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. In the next verses, inshallah, in this surah, we'll study, okay? That Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَيُّشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah Almighty will not forgive someone who counts partner for Allah Almighty, who commits shirk. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah Almighty might forgive what? The other sins, okay? Other than the shirk. The shirk, Allah Almighty, in Prophet Luqman, alayhi salam, says to his son, Ya bunayya, la tushrik billah. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Do not commit shirk, okay? Do not count partners for Allah Almighty. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. This is the great oppression, the great wrong thing, okay? So don't commit this one. So Allah Almighty says, see how important it is. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Allah Almighty commands us to worship Him, right? One point. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ. Right after His worship, Allah Almighty like commands us to what? To be good to our parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, 1 point. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى, as well to the relatives. Next, وَالْيَتَامَى, to the orphans. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, to the needy people. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, to the near neighbors. وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ, to the distant neighbors, those who are far away. Okay? وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ, the companion at your side, any friend you have. Okay? He's not your neighbor, but any friend you have, doesn't matter, okay? He's, for example, a very religious person, or like normally a religious person, okay? Or, for example, he's poor, he's rich, doesn't matter, okay? Your friends, وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنِّ. وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ, the traveler. Somebody has traveled to, for example, has come to Qom. Now, okay, he, like, his pocket, no money. I mean, it was full when he just started traveling to Qom, okay? But now he arrived here, he has nothing, okay? Yes?
Yes.
And so here, Fawad has got a lot of cash, okay? Fawad looks at him, oh, this man, poor, came from wherever, okay? So he doesn't have anything, okay? Fawad says, well, can I help him or not? Oh, Ali Nasir says, come on, Fawad, you got a lot of cash, just give him some, okay? So here, Allah Almighty says, be good to the traveler. Fawad, give him some money. I'll give you, okay? So Fawad is, yeah, of course, he is so gentle. He's a gentleman, okay? He just helps, yeah, the traveler. So Wabni Sabil, Fawad, will you do it? Yeah?
Yes.
All right, mashallah, okay. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ, and also be good to your slaves. Slaves. In the early Islam, we had slaves, yeah, slavery, but alhamdulillah, Islam is a religion that fights with slavery, okay? Really, Islam fights with slavery, okay? We can see this in the history, okay? Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, one of the best things, Allah, Imams were always doing the good things, yeah, best things, okay? So, one of the greatest things that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was doing was what? He was buying slaves. Okay, slaves, and he would train him, he would teach them Islamic teachings, and he would release them, flee them, give him some money, flee them, and go get married, make a family. That was what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam did. So this means Islam is fighting with slavery. Yeah, that was a point I had to say. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Allah Almighty indeed does not like anyone who is a swaggering braggart. Somebody who's proud, who doesn't care about others. No neighbor, no mom, no dad, no respect. Right? No people's rights. These things, if somebody is such kind of person who does not behave with his dad and mom correctly well, okay, he doesn't really worth it. We're not worthy of this, okay, to respect that kind of person. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. Brothers and sisters, that's enough for the explanation, inshallah. Be careful, inshallah, to listen and practice the tajweed rules that we will be mentioning right now and practice them, inshallah. More explanations on the tafsir, I want you, inshallah, to refer to the tafsir books. Fawad and Ali Nasir, it's time to mention some tajweed rules, yes? The important ones here. So, wa'budullah, the rule for Hamzatul Wasl. The rule for Hamzatul Wasl. There are two main rules. Yes, Fawad? Could you say first one? Skipping Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes.
Second one? Pronouncing Hamzatul Wasl. Okay, if you do not say, I will say no problem. You shy? Okay. So sometimes we need to pronounce Hamzatul Wasl. Sometimes we need to skip Hamzat al-Wasl.
Yes.
When do you pronounce it? When do you skip it? When it appears, okay, when it occurs right at the beginning of a word,
we will pronounce it.
Wait. No. When it appears, when it occurs, okay, at the beginning of a word,
we'll put a fatha.
No, it depends. So listen, when for example, look, wa'budu, the word hamzatul was and ayn or budu, right? This word, I'm not pronouncing it, okay, because I'm gonna tell you the rule. So this word, how to read it? So if you read the previous letter, the letter before the hamzatul wasl, if you want to pronounce it, if you want to read it and join it with this word having hamzatul wasl, so you skip hamzatul wasl.
Yes.
What did I say? I said if you start from a word right before the word having hamzatul wasl and you're joining these two words together, skip hamzatul wasl. Hamzatul wasl will be sacrificed.
Yes.
So wa'budu, you don't pronounce the hamzatul wasl. But if you start from the word that has hamzatul wasl, right from that word, not from the previous word. So here, for example, you don't read the waw, you start from hamzatul wasl and then the word you read. How do you do? You read it here. And it depends on the letters, okay? On the word itself, is it a verb or a noun? And if it is a verb, okay, it depends on the third letter, okay? The harakat of the third letter. If the third letter has a dhamma, okay? Put a dhamma on hamzatul wasl. U'budu. Look, ba has a dhamma. If it has a fatha or a kasra, put a kasra. For example, i'lam. Oh, this way.
Yes.
So that's totally about hamzatul wasl, and that's one of the important points. Next one, wa'budu Allah wa la tushriku bihi shay'a wa bil walidayni ihsana wa bi dhil qurba. Here the rule ten idgham is also important, okay?
Yes.
So whenever you have tanween or nun sakin plus waw, ya, lam, mim, nun, merge the sound of them. Ihsanan wa bi dhil qurba changes to
إحسانو.
إحسانو وبذي القربة. Pronoun plus a غنّة sound, nasal sound, and also extend the sound for
two beats.
That's all. وبذي القربة واليتامى والمساكين. Look, we skip حمزة الوصل. وبذي القربة. حمزة الوصل is skipped there. حمزة الوصل is that alif that has like the front part of صاد on the top.
Yeah,
the head of the sod on the top. That's Hamzatul Wasl. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. Now, if you read just from the word that has Hamzatul Wasl, how do you read it? Because it's a noun and it has Lam al-Ta'rif. So if a word has Lam al-Ta'rif with it, you put an A on the top of Hamzatul Wasl always. الْقُرْبَى الْيَتَامَى الْمَسَاكِينَ الْجَارَ الْقُرْبَى الْجَارَ الْجُنُوبِ الصَّاحِبِ Al-Jambi, okay, this Ibn is an exceptional word. Yeah. You put a kasra, Ibn. As-Sabil, for example, okay, this ones. That's all. Allah, so Hamzatul Wasl will be pronounced this way. But when you join the words together, Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ. Right? وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ has an important rule here. بِالْجَنْبِ. If you see the noon on the top of noon, بِالْجَنْبِ, the word بِالْجَنْبِ. On the top of noon, what do you see?
A baby meme.
A baby meme. What does that baby meme mean?
It refers to the rule إِقْلَاب applying
إقلاب.
Here.
Good job, good job. So how do you apply it?
You make a half meme sound.
Half meme sound or hidden meme sound.
Yeah, change in, the...
Yeah, yeah. Instead of the noon, you pronounce a meme sound, but a hidden meme sound, not a full meme sound.
Yes.
Right? Do not let your lips touch.
Exactly. All right?
Exactly. So, وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ بِالْجَنْبِ. Extend the sound for two beats, nasal sound. بِالْجَنْبِ. وَبَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَبَنِ السَّبِيلِ. What's the rule?
قَلْقَلَ.
قَلْقَلَ. وَبَنِ السَّبِيلِ. MashaAllah. Bounce the sound. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. قِلَى and صِلَى. Here, the two stopping signs. قِلَى and صِلَى. وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. صِلَى here. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. قِلَى on the top if you see. These two are just the opposite. They have one thing in common. They have one thing in difference, yes? So the difference is that Qila says it's better to stop, but Sila tells it's better to
continue.
The common thing is that they both also gives this meaning that you can
continue
or stop. You can continue or stop. But Qila says it's better to stop. Sila says better to continue. That's all. من كان hide the sound of nun. من كان مختالا فخورا. لن فخورا hide the sound of nun. Tanween, that's all. Ready to recite after me?
Yes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا
وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا
وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى
وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى
أحسنتم. Somebody ran out of breath. والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب
والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب
وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم
وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم
إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا
إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا
ما شاء الله. Allah bless you, inshallah. That's all for today. Brothers and sisters, stay with Arab English Radio, inshallah. Thank you so much, Fawad and Ali Nasir. Thanks for being with us today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن